four countries signed: Ethiopia, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda.
So four countries in all signed this agreement. Were any other countries represented there?
Yeah, Kenya and Democratic Republic of Congo were there. Kenya made a statement read by the ambassador, and DRC was on the present. They didn't make a statement.
Did either Kenya or the Democratic Republic of Congo express support for this Nile Agreement?
Yes, Kenya did. DRC did not, because I think the ambassador was just called in to be there, but he didn't have a statement.
Minister, considering that only four countries signed this, how effective do you think this agreement will be?
I'm only hoping that we will be able, within the next 1 year, to get back to the negotiations and get the entire team, not nine but 10 countries, to agree on what we need to do.
Did you say over the next year?
Yeah, the cooperative framework will remain open for the next 1 year starting today. And hopefully we'll be able to negotiate between ourselves as Algerian countries, maybe some mediation to get all of us to accept to sign this agreement within this year.
As you know, Egypt has expressed strong opposition to this agreement. Do you think you'll be able to overcome that opposition?
I'm only praying that we do, because we have come a long way, and I think what is remaining requires real understanding of each other's issues, and it is that understanding that we are calling for from all partners and all stakeholders, including the public, the private sector, all people walks of life, including the state, to be able to talk to each other and understand the causes and then be able to solve them.
Do you believe that this agreement on the Nile is necessary to keep peace in the region?
Yeah, that's where we started from day one when we started the negotiations. It was because we thought we needed to have a common understanding of our vision and work towards the sustainable development and the unity. So although we have not arrived there, we have done about 98%, and I think the remaining percentage can be worked on with the goodwill of everybody.
When will the next meeting be held on this?
The Nile Council of Ministers will be held somewhere in June or July in Addis Ababa this year.
And at that time, you hope to speak with Egypt about this agreement?
Yes, we hope that the initiative will be put in place, that each of us, not any one country being responsible, but each one of us should take responsibility to talk to each other. And in fact, for me, I'm more concerned that the head of state should be talking to each other so that they help us to understand each other and iron out this small anomaly.
So you're suggesting that this agreement or this issue be raised up to the level of heads of state?
Yeah, and if the heads of state could talk to themselves, not formally, but being able to exchange talks and feel comfortable with each other, then they'll give guidance to the rest of us.